Good evening, people. What's going on? Let me pull out of here real quick. Like I said, I'll be doing my segments in the car, driving home because, well, fuck it, why not? So I just want to ask y'all a question. Actually, have y'all heard of Fallon Fox? You probably have. For those of you who probably aren't like mixed martial arts fan, you probably haven't. Fallon Fox was a mixed martial artist, born a man, transitioning into becoming a woman. That's your life, that's your prerogative, I don't give a fuck. But my problem is when you were born a man and you take up mixed martial arts, like cage fighting, and you beat the bejesus out of women, that's when I got a problem with you, right? And that's what happened. And I don't know if this Fallon Fox character is still doing it or whatever the case may be. But there was something similar to it happening in Texas now, where there was a girl transitioning into becoming a boy who wants to be on the wrestling team, or is on the wrestling team, has won like 2 state championships whilst transitioning into becoming a boy. Now, this wouldn't be a big issue because she was born a girl. She's competing against girls. The problem is she is on testosterone injections, low-level testosterone injections, and on steroid therapy. So basically, this fucking kid is juice to the gills, terrorizing other girls. Now that I have a problem with. I take exception to that. Because like, shouldn't there be a rule that like, you can't be on fucking testosterone and steroids while competing in wrestling? Like, that's just like a rule for every sport. Like, you can't be on steroids and do sports. And it's just the way it works. But apparently because they're transitioning, I guess they don't want to piss her off. But like, no, you can't wrestle at all. They just let her wrestle and terrorize people. Win 2 state championships. Well, why did she win these state championships? Oh, maybe because she's on fucking steroids. You know, just a little bit. And that's my take on it, man. I think it's fucking bullshit that they're even letting this happen, man. And it's not a thing, like I said, I don't have any problem. If you're transgender, gay, whatever, that's your prerogative. But when you become somebody like this, where you're doing testosterone and you're taking fucking steroids, and you're terrorizing other girls who've never done a drug a day in their life, never been on testosterone. They got regular testosterone levels for a girl, you know, and they're not on steroid therapy, you know. Then it's like, okay, is this even fair competition anymore? The answer is fuck no, it isn't. It's not fair competition because you got a girl hopped up on roids and testosterone terrorizing other girls who otherwise are unassuming. I looked at the picture. This looks like a fucking dude, by the way. Like, there isn't a, oh, well, it's just a muscular looking chick. No, that's a fucking dude that's fighting, man. That's a whole dude. And this dude is terrorizing these girls, man. This is fucked up. I think it's fucked up. But, you know, people are going to have their own, their own opinion of it. I think it's kind of fucked up to let it happen for real. But it's whatever. That's just me talking. Anyways, man, you got any thoughts on that? Send them my way. Another thing, this is actually for dudes, man. And I've had this conversation with other cats I work with, and I've had this conversation with other dudes, period, man. And I have my own opinion, which is fuck no, this isn't okay to do at all. And what I'm talking about is, like, why the fuck do dudes find it okay to talk to you when you're taking a piss? Like, when you got your dick in your hand, we don't need to fucking talk. There is nothing that you have to say that is that important to me while we both got a dick in our hands. Pause. That sounds real fucking gay. But you know what I mean. Like, there's no need to talk. When you got your dick in your hand, don't talk to me. If I got my dick in my hand, don't talk to me. I mean, and I'm generally like an unapproachable person. I mean, not unapproachable on purpose. I just have the demeanor of somebody who you don't speak to. I just look like that. But I can almost say with absolute certainty, outside of me having my Johnson in my hand, I've never really told anybody, don't speak to me. This is probably going to be one of those times and I'm like, bruh, don't talk to me. And I'm debating on, because it's the same at my new job, it's the same cat who's done it twice now. And I'm debating on being like, bruh, what the fuck do you find so important to talk about right now? And he would talk about some serious shit sometimes. I'm like, man, can we not talk about this shit right now, dog? I'm trying to pee. Like, and I don't got to focus to piss, but you fucking up the rotation, man. I just want to come in here, piss, wash my hands, and get the fuck on somewhere. Ugh. I don't fucking get it, man. I don't goddamn get it. This is about to be a long-ass drive home, man. I got to stop and grab some stuff from the store on the way to the house. Oh, boy. But yeah, it's been about 2 weeks at my new job. I'm starting to develop. I'm starting to find myself, I guess, in my team of people. The one chick who I was talking about the other week, who's somewhat cool to talk to, based off of everybody else who just, I don't think I'll mesh well with my team. I just don't. I mean, outside of the one girl who seemed like she's got a little bit of street knowledge, she got a little bit of street smarts about her. The rest of them don't seem to have a whole lot of street smarts. I mean, the one girl, she's starting to seem more and more like she might have a little bit of street smarts, but I think it's just because she's black. That she was like, she's got that kind of street knowledge you're born with when you're born black. Like, when you're born black in Baltimore, you just have some street knowledge that's just like genetic. Like, you've got this genetic street knowledge that you were just born with, and then you got the shit that you got to actually learn. And I don't think she's learned anything as far as street knowledge. I think she just was born with that shit genetically, like all of us are. But, I mean, beyond that, man, I don't really see anybody else on my team who I can really mesh well with. The one chick who, like I said, don't really talk that much, and the other chick who, I swear, has probably never been punched in her mouth for real. Like, never really taken a solid punch and had to deal with, okay, I just got hit in the mouth, what the fuck do I do with myself? I don't think me and her are gonna get along, because I'll be honest, I think that's the bitch who had me in the HR director's office. I could go poking around and do some digging, just to see if I can figure that out, if that's really true, if that really was her. But it's not, at this point, it's not worth it, because I can almost assure you that if I go digging and I go poking that rabbit's hole a little bit deeper, I'm probably gonna end up back in this nigga's office over a comment that I make. Cause I know how to make the coward who did it. I know how to make him approach me about it. All you gotta do is ask somebody about gun laws, and I guarantee you they'll come popping out of the fucking woodworks with an opinion about it. And the one dickhead who's super anti-gun, most likely the one who said the shit that they said about me saying that I was gonna put a bullet in her. And cause that, the person who said it, they are afraid of violence, which is why they said what they said and how they said it. Because again, my comment was she should have been dragged off the stage. It somehow got dragged to she should have got a bullet put in her head. Which, okay, fine, do it your way. But I know how to sort through bullshit. So right now I'm just cool. I'm gonna keep it chill. I'm gonna just go to work, do my thing, go the fuck home. I don't really got much to say to these cats. It appears that that's not really the way this team works. They appear to be very, very close-knit, which is cool. They can be close-knit, man. But as much effort as I've made in the last couple of weeks, I've tried talking to people. And it might be just because they're in the midst of a transition. but they also don't seem very receptive of me. Which, I mean, if y'all not going to be receptive and I'm trying, I'll tell you right now, when I shut the fuck down, I'm shutting down. It ain't going back on. There's not going to be a situation where y'all can come back 2 weeks later, okay, well, you know, the guy who you replaced is gone. You know, now we can bother trying to get to know you. Now we can bother trying to get to know your family and things like that. Because, you know, the other guy is gone. No. I'm giving you the opportunity now. I've been giving you the opportunity for 2 weeks to get to know, at the very least, me. You don't got to know shit about my family. But you don't even attempting to get to know me at all. The one girl who was a part of my interview process, I don't think this bitch has spoke to me since I started working there. But for me, it's whatever, man. I'm not pressed about it. I don't go to work for interpersonal relationships. I go to work to do my little 8 and skate. So that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to do my little 8 and I'm going to do the race, man. I don't got to talk to y'all. It is cool. I'm good with it. Anyways, at this point, man, I'm just about to start rambling. Because I don't got shit to talk about for real. now have and the topics. I really wish my best friend, I could get on with him and do these shits. I'll holler at him later to see if we can do this shit more frequently, especially now because I noticed that they updated the segments from being 5 minutes to 30 minutes, which is pretty fucking dope. I don't have to keep resetting, which is awesome because, like, on my drive home and shit, I don't have to keep looking at my phone to see if my segment gonna cut off. I know it's gonna run for like 30 minutes. Anyway, let me get off of this thing. I'll be back later. Peace.